So, hello, Jason. You are somehow a comic writer, game publisher, game author also, and a little bit of a mathematician, as I understood. How do you define yourself, primarily?
Primarily, I guess I'd identify as a cartoonist.
Okay. And so somehow you mixed a little bit all medias, as understood, and in your latest book published in France, meanwhile, was some sort of game maze intermixed, a little bit like the books, interactive books that were published in the 80s, a little bit everywhere.
Adventure, fighting fantasy, I love those books when I was a kid. And I've always wanted to make my own, and after I discovered comics, I thought it would be a good marriage to combine the two, comics and interactive or choose your own adventure style stories. You mentioned before that I like mathematics a lot. That was actually my major when I was at the university. So I always try to incorporate a more mathematical or geeky side into a lot of my books.
So you started with the idea of actually making an interactive adventure. How did it work out for you to actually build it? Did you start drawing some panels and try to assemble it? Or did you draw a big map of everything beforehand? How did it work out?
The process is a little complicated, so I'll give you the simplified version. But basically, I came up with a very, very rough flowchart. Mm-hmm. I did about three versions of the flowchart. Each version sort of refined features of the previous one. After I had the cleanest version of the flowchart, I made a dummy copy of the book. And that was just getting the flowchart into the shape of a book. The dummy book had all the same number of panels, it had all the same pathways, but there was no artwork in the dummy book. It was just pathways. And then after that, I was able to start on the thumbnails and the layouts, which for most cartoonists is usually the first step. But in the case of Meanwhile, there's about 6 months of pre-work that I had to do to get to that first step. And then from there, it followed the course of a normal comic book with layouts, pencils, inks, and then coloring.
Okay, so you did you actually had to rework the layout after you actually drawn everything, or because I see there are a lot of place with symmetry inside the book, so there are a lot of panels that fit on just one page, and you can see that you enter on one side and the lower part is actually the symmetric of the upper side, or you have panels that are exactly the same on the left side and the right side.
Yes.
So did you rework the layout after you put everything inside the form of a book, or was it already like that on the big layout flowchart you made beforehand?
That's a really good question. No one's ever actually asked me that before, but I'm glad you noticed that, because I actually put a lot of time into the symmetries of getting story elements that weren't connected to sort of mirror each other either on the page or across the page. And that was all basically worked out when I made the dummy portion of the book. I wanted similar story elements or timelines to be on the page next to each other so that they could run in parallel. And once I knew that, it was pretty simple to get the layout symmetrical.
As I understood it, you ended up with a big panel with everything laid out and some pictures already in it. I saw a couple of pictures of you on the net posing in front of the big map of everything. And as I understood, somehow later someone contacted you to put a book in the form of an iPhone application or something like that, which remaps the largest map you have made beforehand. So As I understood, there are a couple differences between the final iOS application and what is inside the book, because you had to rework some panel or something. If I understood correctly, or what I've saw is, for example, there's a big hidden page inside the comic book, which you can't reach normally if you follow the rules.
That's correct.
And I've seen it inside the big panel with connections. So apparently there are some differences between the panel and book. So is it the only difference, or are there other differences people can seek and find?
Wow, you're very observant.
I did my homework.
Wow, I'm impressed. But yeah, no, as you mentioned, it actually started as a museum piece, but I basically took all the panels from the book and exploded them onto one giant 5-foot by 5-foot canvas. And this was for the Cartoon Art Museum in San Francisco. And I actually had that this huge canvas sitting around my house for maybe 7 years before Andrew Plotkin, who's probably more famous as an interactive fiction author, contacted me and expressed interest in collaborating with me on an iPad app. So basically, the way it worked is I made the Photoshop file. It was a giant file. Like I said, 5 feet by 5 feet in Photoshop. And then he worked on the programming end. And yes, as you mentioned, there's slight differences. Some were just to make it a little easier to navigate. In the book, sometimes the flow had to go one direction, whereas in the giant canvas, the flow is going in the other direction, so sometimes I reverse the panels. Like you mentioned, the giant hidden squid panel actually has some connections to some other panels in the giant canvas, although those panels aren't connected to anything either.
So
it's still an island. There's still no way to get to them, really.
Okay. So I suppose also, this book has some differences with common books because it doesn't follow the normal reading convention from left to right, top to bottom, whatever. Have you been contacted to publish it in Japan, for example, or in countries where usually they revert reading order? You probably won't have that problem if you get published, for example, in Japan or in China, or I don't know if it's been the case already.
No, I haven't, but yeah, I guess, I mean, the story goes right to left as often as it goes left to right.
Yeah,
so
it should be perfect. Speaking of other publication, you've recently put out another comics in the US, which is called Empire State, which hasn't been published yet in France. Do you have any news about that, or can you at least tell us what it's all about so that we can wait a little bit?
Yes, of course. My newest book is called Empire State. It just came out last year. Mm-hmm. And I guess it would be sort of my first semi-autobiographical comic. And I guess it's based on a real life incident. When I was younger, I thought it would be romantic if I were to travel across the country to meet a woman and tell her that I liked her romantically. But it didn't turn out. It didn't work out. But I thought it would make for a funny story.
Okay, so, let's hope you can convince Kamburakis to put out soon enough for us. Right now you have all your three books in France published with the same editor. I haven't seen if it's the same case in the US. I know it's a little bit complicated sometimes to find publishers for independent comic books in the US. So are you, like in France, always publishing on the same house, or did you change a little bit? Did you add something self-published over there?
I've been making comics for about 15 years now. For about the first 5 years, I was self-publishing mini comics. I don't know if you have that over here, but it basically involves going to the photocopy store and hand stapling and cutting.
We do that one.
Okay, good. It's, in my opinion, it's the best way to get started. And Meanwhile actually began as a self-published mini-comic. All those tabs you see in Meanwhile, when it was a mini-comic, I cut every single one of those out myself by hand. And I made about 1,000 of them over 10 years.
They're probably all dead now because of turning pages. And
yeah, they're not laminated like the French or American editions, so the tabs would easily tear off. In 2000, or a little after 2000, maybe 2002, I started being published by Sparkplug Comic Books in America. It's a small independent publisher. And about 5 years ago, I got picked up by Abrams. They're a larger book publisher. So I guess I've had two or three publishers over my career.
Another question I had about Meanwhile, I think the first editions were black and white.
That's right.
And I think I've read somewhere that the colors were done by Chan Pham. Or what was it, some error somewhere I seen? Because it would be some kind of a coincidence, and I haven't seen any mention of that in the book, so I don't know if it's really true.
John Pham actually did the colors for Empire State.
Ah, okay, so
And I did the colors for Meanwhile.
Okay. Because, well, I actually did interview him 2 years ago, same place, so that's why I was asking.
He's one of my favorite colorists, he's not just a colorist, he's a cartoonist, but in terms of coloring, I think he's one of the best in the world.
Okay, so because you have the same editor also in France, which is quite amusing, I think. But
yes, maybe it's more than just a coincidence.
Yes. Okay, I guess that's about every question I had, and I'm happy to have them answered.
Wait, can I talk about my newest project?
Yes.
Okay. If you want to hear it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, so I'm working on something new right now. Yeah. It's going to be big. It's going to be 700 pages.
Oh.
It's going to be longer. Craig, have you read Habibi?
Habibi, yeah.
Yeah, Craig Thompson's Habibi. It's 711 pages.
Okay.
Mine will be 712 pages.
Yeah.
It will be one page longer. That's my goal. So I'm working on something really big right now. I'm about 25 pages away from finishing with the pencils.
Okay.
So I'm very close. I'm very excited about this project. And it's a epic science fiction story that starts out with one very simple premise, and the rest of the 700 pages is just logically following through what this very simple premise is.
Okay.
And I'll describe the first 50 pages if you have time.
And we'll infer. Go ahead.
Okay. So the story begins. My main character, he's in a hotel room. He's in a motel room. He's, writing on a piece of paper. And then you turn the page, and suddenly he's hanging from the ceiling with a rope around his neck because he's killed himself. And you're like, no! But then he wakes up. Oh, it's just a dream. Or was it? So he wakes up out of bed, and then he runs into the bathroom, and he finds a razor blade, and he cuts his wrist, and then jumps into the bathtub, and dies again. But then he wakes up again. He's like, "What? What's going on?" And then he runs into the he opens the drawer. He doesn't go into the bathroom this time. This time he opens the drawer, and he finds a gun, and then he shoots himself in the face. And then he wakes up again, and he's in the same bed. And then he goes into the bathroom, and he opens the medicine cabinet, and then he starts eating poison, to overdose on sleeping pills. And then he whatever he does, however he tries to kill himself, he always wakes up in the same bed. By this time, it's morning. He's been doing this for 8 hours. and the sun's rising. He's like, what's going on? So he runs out of the motel room, and there's a giant semi-truck coming down the street. And he hides behind a bush, and at the last minute, he jumps in front of the semi-truck. That's the first 50 pages.
Okay. So it's going to be a bit difficult to have 700 different ways of killing himself. But
not 700. Maybe just 200 or 300. But but yes. So the story is this main character trying to find out what's going on, what's happening. And once he discovers what's happening, to use it to his advantage.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait for 3 or 4 years to have it here.
No, well, I'm just 25 pages away from finishing with the pencil, so maybe soon.
Will you put some pages online so we can see them at least and get excited about it?
Yes, I will do that.
Okay, so that's cool. I can't wait. Well, I think we'll have to release you somehow, because you'll probably have a lot of books to sign here. People usually come and ask people, the cartoonist to draw them a little page with a little signature.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
well. Exactly. So, well, thank you a lot, and well, we'll hope to read you soon.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.